Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. I like to think of myself as the bridge between the two worlds, the world of reality that we know it, and the world of spirit, as those advanced masters and archangels give me another story, another viewpoint of the world in which we live. My friends, this is a call-in show. If you've listened to my show before, you know that we are here to answer your questions. We connect with the higher realms, with the center of the cosmos for your Akashic records, and also available today. The one who stands beside me is Yeshua. And it is because we come to celebrate his birth soon. So he really wasn't born December 25th, I think we all know that, but we celebrate it. And therefore, because we celebrate that time and consider it his birthday, his essence is among us. It is a time of love. We give gifts to one another, some simple, some elaborate. And he tells me as he stands here, let us not forget the soul. Let us not be so caught up in the commercial celebration that we forget that quiet aspect of love that is within our hearts. Do not get caught up in that fast rush of going to stores looking for what you think is the perfect present. But remember, you are the present to those that you love. You don't always think of this. It is your caring, your love for those that circle you and for those who might not appear to be your friends. It is what you give from the heart to them that is the true Christmas present. And as you are out there in the stores trying to purchase something that might please them, remember the real thing that pleases those that you love is what you share within your heart. To let those who surround you know and understand that there is a piece of you that knows and understands them, and more than anything, you accept them for who they are, totally and completely. There is no better gift that one person can extend to another than allowing that person to grow and develop into who they really are. There's so many elements of control around us in the world today, isn't it? Yeshua says. We have been controlled by so many forces. Advertising, opinion, judgment. We are under that control constantly. And so for this Christmas, he is asking this. He says, celebrate my birth, the day of my birth, by completely accepting those who are around you. Let them know in little ways that you love them. It doesn't have to be something so great that you buy in a store. The little things. The hand extended in help of some sort could be just helping the hostess to prepare the Christmas dinner, to do it in such a loving way that they feel completely supported. Allow this to be the moment that we all support one another. This is what Yeshua is saying right now. He's also adding, you honor me and you honor those around you by simply sharing yourself. This is what we came to do, to be human, to live on this planet, to share the simple human emotions of love and appreciation. Let those in your life and those who pass you as they move through your life, let them feel that you care about them, that you are interested in what they are going through. Not that you can change it necessarily, but that you commiserate with them, that you understand their difficulties, and in that way, you help shoulder their load. Yeshua is also reminding us, this is the time of the year when the angels have gathered so many blessings and they are distributing them now. Open up your heart to that. Invite them. And what are some of these gifts, he is asking? What are these blessings? Of course, we know about love. But the first and the foremost after love is understanding and acceptance. And he says, how many times have you passed someone where you heard this remark, where you didn't feel understood or accepted on some level, where you felt the outcast, the outsider? And Yeshua is saying, this is the Christmas season. Open your heart to those you meet. Let them know that there is a warm welcoming into that love aspect of what is within you. Yeshua is saying to you, he is calling to you, you have mastery about you that you don't understand. Mastery. We are truly masters in our makeup, in what we are about to do. And if we open our eyes to that call to perfection, that call to love, that call to sharing who we are and what we are with all those around us, and inviting the Creator within our relationships, all of our relationships, he said, even those that we don't feel that we have things in common with. There are some people that will not resonate, and you're pushed against them in your daily life. And he is saying, do this in the best possible perfection that your soul can bring forth. And this, my friends, he says, is how one walks into their mastery. You have been called to be masters. Masters of love. Masters of understanding. And when you truly accept those who pass your way and you bless them, you mentally bless them. You mentally clear the energetic surroundings that each of them exist in, and you hold the space for them between heaven and earth, that is when your Creator comes and lives among all of you. That is what bringing heaven down to earth means. And when you do this, the angels sing in your heart. Those same angels that sang for the shepherds are there ready and willing to sing for you. And Yeshua continues and says, I was there among you 2,000 years ago. I am there among you even now. You do not see me in the same fashion that you saw me 2,000 years ago, but I am there nevertheless. The essence of my soul is there. And in this aspect, you are even able to touch me closer. I am in closer proximity to you than I was 2,000 years ago. And Yeshua says 2,000 years ago, you had to walk the distance to find the path. Whether you heard me at that place that's called where I gave the Beatitudes to you, you had to make an effort to get there, did you not? Today, all you have to do is invite me within your heart, and I am there in the midst of you and your friends and your family. That is the difference. And so Yeshua says, I am speaking through her today so you understand that there is an energetic link, or it can be an energetic link, between all of you and me. We celebrate the day when the child came into the world. And it was a beautiful picture, was it not? The child, the mother, the father, the angels singing, the shepherds, the wise men. A beautiful sight, whether it was 2,000 years ago or today. But today, you can touch me in a way that you couldn't touch me 2,000 years ago. All you have to do is open up your heart and send me your invitation for me to come within your heart and live and breathe, and I am there. I am there because that is the way of the world. Where I am, I can come at any moment and be within your midst. That is how my world exists. That is how it is structured. You only need to call me, and I am there, whispering in your heart. Take that moment and decide that you will call on me and the mother who bore me, and we will be there within your heart, guiding, directing you, and loving you for who and what you are. And so, my friends, I invite you to call. Our number here is 877-876-5227. Yeshua says he will be standing here beside me for the rest of our show. Call in. He says, there are those of you listening to my voice who heard his voice 2,000 years ago when he walked the earth. And if you feel that, if my words inspires something, if my words of this trigger something within your heart, he says he invites you to call and he will speak with you. He will demonstrate this and tell you who you were, what your connection was with him, because he wishes to bring his essence more fully into the world. This is a world of change. Sometimes in some of these moments, you might feel confusion. And he just wants to remind you, no matter what happens in the world at this moment, he is in your midst. And I hear someone calling in, and your name, please.
Hello, my name is Renee. Sometimes in
some of these... Did you say Renee?
Yes.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, how are you?
We're wonderful, dear.
You
what
know,
were you feeling
I'm
at that message?
Pardon me?
I said, what were you feeling at that message?
Oh, my gosh. I've been thinking about this all day long. I've been thinking about what was my role during the time of Yeshua. And that's exactly what you're talking about. I can't believe it.
I have to chuckle at that, Renee, because there are no coincidences in the world, are there?
No, I believe not. That is amazing.
I can't stop chuckling.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. It is so beautiful, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Well, first of all, he is starting out by showing me an image. And as I describe this image to you, Renee, Yeshua wants you to feel this in your heart and see if you can make the connection. I see the picture of a young woman, not in her teens, maybe as I look upon her somewhere between the 20s and 30s. She has a cloth over her head that is white. Underneath of that, there is long, dark, curly hair, what you might call a deep auburn, something like what you might call the new wine. If you recall back in Jerusalem, before the wine was aged, they called it a new wine. It wasn't as sweet and tasting as tender upon the lips as the aged wine. It would have been the wine that was served first at the wedding feast of Cana, the new wine. He is suggesting that you connect to that idea, the new wine at the feast of Cana. And he says, does that stir something within your heart?
Yes.
He wants you to look within to see the wedding guest, to see the servers moving among the people. And he says, do you feel that connection yet?
Yes.
He's taking me to a place there at the wedding feast. You were one of the guests. You were sitting there with your spouse, with your children. And he stands there before you with his mother and his new bride. You know who the new bride was?
Mary Magdalene.
Yes, indeed. You remember her, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And he's saying, how do you feel, dear Renee, when you think back upon his bride? What is that connection? How do you feel?
I feel great love for Mary Magdalene.
Yes, indeed. A great love. Why do you think, Renee, there was such a great love between you and Mary Magdalene?
You know, I really don't know. I just know that I think about it. I feel like I was deeply involved in that time period. I feel like a very, not just the normal connection with them, I feel a very personal connection.
Oh, yes. He says, explore that. Why do you feel such a personal connection?
I do know I've had a reading done in the past that said I was a part of the Essene community. And
that's true, he's saying.
Okay.
But there's more to it than that. Why do you feel this close connection to Mary Magdalene?
I just got, maybe she is my sister.
He wanted you, first of all, to understand that there was a family relationship. And the reason that he is not answering these your question is he wants you to remember. He wants you to see her. He wants you to see yourself. He wants you to feel the love that existed between the two of you, because he is saying it is the time to remember. And if I gave you the answers, you might just accept it and tuck it away in your heart and not remember. And he wants you to remember.
Very good. Excuse me, thank you. I'm in tears, I apologize.
Why apologize for tears of joy?
My word. Yes, you're absolutely right.
No, I think it's time to shed tears of joy. If one's going to shed tears, why shouldn't it be in joy?
I agree.
Indeed. Love your tears, because those tears, he's saying, is the heart connection that he wants you to feel. Go deeper. He says you can see yourself as children if you would. Can you see the children playing?
Oh, yes.
And as you see these two children playing, who are you playing with?
Well, I see myself playing with another young woman, young girl.
And who is that young girl, he's asking?
Could that be Mary?
It could, he says.
Oh, my word. Oh, what a wonderful feeling.
Yes, this is what he wants. He wants you to feel this. He wants you to feel their love. And I see them now, the two of them standing together, Mary Magdalene and Yeshua. And she is coming over to you, and she is hugging you in that very special way that one extends love to their sister. And so Yeshua is saying, can you feel her love?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I feel
warmth. My darling. What'd you say?
I feel warmth.
Yes. And he is saying, this, my darling, is your Christmas present.
Thank you.
Yes. And he is saying to you, what you feel in your heart right now, share with others. That is how one keeps the legacy moving on out to the world. Are you willing to do that, he says?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Oh,
isn't it beautiful?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes, my dear, it is the time of memory. It is the time to bring those memories back. And I see Yeshua now. He is raising his hand and blessing to you. And he is saying, don't forget the love that we shared.
Oh, I won't. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
Thank you. You have a lovely day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And so, my friends, that is what love is all about, is it not? You just place the call. One just asks. And be open to receive. And so I say, since Yeshua is still here, call, let us find out more. And who is this that is calling?
My name's Karen.
Karen?
Let me shut off the radio.
And, okay, but did you say, I want to make sure I've got your name right. Is it Karen?
Karen, yes.
Okay.
K-A-R-I-N. I'm in California, and I've been having a very strange 2008 year of transformation with and there's a definite Yeshua connection and also a possible a sacred union being set up for me soon that I'm leaving everything behind for with just my voices to guide me. I was wondering if you could help me.
Tell me.
Give me a little strength.
Tell me how this feels to you, this thought of moving on and leaving everything behind. How do you feel?
It feels like it's my only choice, like it's this or death. It's absolutely what I have to do.
And what do you think, Karen, it is that you have to do?
I have to drive to a place and meet this certain person that I'm destined, who's supposed to be my divine complement.
Ah, okay.
And there's a Yeshua connection with it.
And so where are do you feel guided to drive?
South.
South, did you say?
South of here, to back to, to Southern California.
Okay. And what is the question that you're asking, Karen? Is what you're receiving accurate? Is that the question?
Yes.
Yeshua is saying, move your thoughts, your consciousness, into your third eye.
Okay.
That this individual that has placed this call to you, because this is what you are feeling energetically, he is calling you into his, shall we say, sphere of understanding, sphere of expression, where he is. In other words, the two of you are on the same vibrational level.
Yes.
He has sent forth a call, and you are not just hearing his call, but you are feeling it.
Absolutely. Every night and every time I... Yeah, yeah.
And so this is what is happening. He is searching for you. And so what Yeshua is suggesting is that you put your consciousness in your third eye so that you can see him.
Uh-huh.
And this will help.
Yeah.
And what he's going to do, Karen, is send you some energy. And I'm wondering if you are feeling it yet because it's passing through me.
In my heart?
You might be receiving it in your heart. He's saying, yes, you'll receive it in your heart before you see the picture of it in your third eye. And he wants to know if you are feeling this because it's passing through me right now.
Yes, it's like in my heart and my thymus and my throat, and maybe it's kind of moving.
Don't you just love it? Oh, my goodness.
See, this takes a gigantic leap of faith because this person I'm going to is famous and younger.
Forget all of that. Forget that for a moment. You're jumping ahead.
Yeah, I do know what he looks like already, although he doesn't.
Doesn't matter. Just, just follow the program here.
Okay.
Okay. What you're doing right now is you're thinking with your thinking mind, and you're not following the energy that he's sending you. And he really does want you to follow the energy. Okay.
Okay.
You just stay with this.
I'm with you.
That's good. So let's connect back to the heart. Feel the energy coming from Yeshua into your heart. He wants you to feel that, and he wants you to follow the energy as it goes up to the third eye. Don't think of anything else. Just think of this connection, feel the energy, follow the flow up to the third eye.
Okay.
And he wants to know where you are right now.
The energy's rising up, and I'm just seeing like a golden, blue and gold colors. I'm not seeing any pictures yet.
Okay, just stay with it. Stay with the energy. It's still coming through me to you.
Okay.
It should be clearing soon. You should be seeing his image. The gold is his vibrational energy of his soul. You've connected to that. You should be seeing his face, or at least the outline. Just relax.
Yeah, I'm trying too hard.
Yeah,
it's like a field of blue with gold sparkling on it, and I can sort of see eyes.
That's good. Keep it up. Keep projecting. Just forget your personality. Just ride on this wave of vibrational love. He's projecting this so you can see his face. Just have faith that you can do this. You've connected to his vibrational energy. There's a reason for this.
Are you saying connecting to Yeshua or to this other person?
No, to this person, darling.
Okay. Whose name is almost like Yeshua. It's amazing. Okay.
Forget the name. We want you to follow the energy. We want to follow the energy that Yeshua is sending to you so that you can see this person's image in your third eye. We've cleared the path. You should be seeing it.
Relax.
Are you seeing it?
I'm seeing someone. I think I see him. His eyes are closed.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Eyes closed, eyes open. Just see his face. I've cleared the path for you.
They're saying, I'm hearing his eyes are closed because he's feeling the same thing. And wondering what the heck is going on and who this is that's connecting with him.
My question to you is, are you seeing enough of his face to understand who he is?
Can you say that once more?
I can't hear you.
I couldn't hear you either. What was the question?
The question is, are you seeing enough of his face in your third eye so you know who this is? Is it the one that you think is calling you?
Yes. Yes. They're saying, I'm hearing too, this could be no other. They're saying, this is your divine compliment, just like we've been telling you.
Well, see, Yeshua did not wish to tell you. He wished for you to experience this yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is the way of spirit. When you ask a question, they're going to give you the answer, but they give it to you in energy.
Uh-huh.
And then you take that energy and you bring it into your own realm, and then you decipher it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And this is what Yeshua is doing. You asked a question, he sent you the energy through me, and then he wishes for you to experience the energy and you understand it from your own heart. This is very important in today's world, that you do not take the words of another human being, but rather you find the answer through your own heart. And the reason for that is because there are people today who will be deceivers. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's so easy to say to someone, yes, no, this is the one. And Yeshua is saying this not only for you, but for those who are listening.
Yes.
It is the time to decipher from within through your own emotional makeup, through your own divine guidance, and through your own higher mind. And when you heard those answers within your heart, you were connecting to your own divine self. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that the answer that you received from this was based upon the energy that came to you through me from Yeshua, went to your heart, and then as it went up to the third eye so that you could perceive it, what you were hearing was your own guidance, not from someone else.
Right.
Now, this is very important today, and he is emphasizing that, not only to you, but to those who are listening and to those who will hear this in the archive. He is saying this is exceptionally important today because this is a moment where there are many who are deceiving, some intentional and some not intentional, because they are being interfered with by dark forces. And so when you receive from within in this manner, especially when you take energy and you move it from the heart into the third eye, you can't be wrong.
Okay.
So have we answered your question?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the validation.
All I could say, Karen, is my heart is with you.
Thank you.
You know, you really have to call in later and let us know how this turned out for you.
I will. It's going to be quite an adventure.
I'm sure it is.
Does he have anything to say about what day I'm supposed to arrive there? Because it's around Christmas, New Year's, but it kind of keeps shifting on me. Or is that too
specific? You think you should meet him around Christmas or New Year's. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Let me see what he says. He is saying that between the two of you, there is no such thing as time. That time for the two of you is not in this dimension, because the two of you will be working in the now. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I think...
In other words, what goes on between the two of you, there is no past, present, and future. The moment is now, is what he is saying. And that you will be prompted, follow your inner guidance. The date is not important because the two of you are ready.
I am so ready.
What?
I am so ready. But I just... I mean, what you're saying goes so perfectly with my inner guidance, and it means the world to me just to hear it through you also, you know?
I'm happy for you.
Because it's a big change, and I now I'm ready to dive in.
He says one can never go wrong when they follow their inner guidance when it comes from the higher aspect of love.
Yes.
When people follow guidance that comes from within, and it comes from the lower energies, and you know what, we're not going to repeat what the lower energies might be,
yes,
that people can make a mistake. But when you are working from the higher energies of love and that sacredness, because you see what you're feeling right now is that sacred divine moment between two people. Are you not?
Yes, yes.
And so what we're talking about here is the sacred relationship.
Yes.
Karen, are you familiar with my website, MetatronMinutes.com?
Yes, yes. This is the first time I've listened to your radio show, but I listened to the samples on your website.
Well, what Yeshua is suggesting, you might be interested in his soul journey. There is information that we have given forth concerning the journey of his soul. And then what will be released very soon is I Am Yeshua Returned, where you will find that you will be swept into much more information that is concerning around this question of the sacred relationship.
Oh, good.
Yes. Perfect. Because that is the next phase of our work, to be teaching people about what the sacred relationship means. And you in particular, who are reaching out to that divine complement. You are very fortunate to find your divine complement on Earth at this time, at this moment, and to be able to work with that in a sacred relationship is a most precious gift.
Yes. Well, this has been quite a year of being utterly, utterly shattered from within, cleansing and purging and whatever it is they've been doing to me.
Well, you have been preparing, my dear.
Exactly. So I'm, yeah, it'll all be worth it.
Yes, the preparation is joyous if you look at the path. The preparation as you go through it, as those sharp edges are being modified. And,
yeah, to put it politely.
That's difficult, but as you go through that, look at it from the point of view of what you are preparing for, because then it makes all of those interim steps, in other words, those steps that you go between the purging and identifying what needs to be cleared, what you are doing is, and what you have been doing this whole year, is by all of this activity that you've been going through, you have been forging your vibrational level to meet his. You
uh-huh.
see, it's important to find your divine counterpart. But the divine counterpart will not work unless the two of you are on the same vibrational wave.
Yes.
And so what has been happening to you, my dear, is that you have been purging, you have been working with your personality and your soul qualities so that you've been raising your vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
If you hadn't done that, you would not be ready to meet him.
Exactly.
The bride and the bridegroom would not have come together if you hadn't done this work.
Thank you so much. You know, when you've been through all this, you start to think, oh, no, is this just another test? You know, are they still testing me, or is this really the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow or whatever? So hearing it from you just means the world to me. Thank you so much. And yes,
I understand, and I love you, too. Call us back and let us know how this went for you.
I will. Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Oh, and before you go, Yeshua mm-hmm. says that he blesses your endeavor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye for now.
I love you. Bye-bye.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Oh, we should call this show A Day of Miracles, shouldn't we? Oh, my friends out there, it's not every day that Yeshua stands here beside me taking your phone calls. To be honest with you, I didn't really know he was going to be doing this today. I had planned on a different show, but I didn't get into that. He surprises me sometimes with his choices. And he chose to do this out of love because he knew you would be out there. And so if you feel this connection with Yeshua during this incredibly wonderful time of the year that we are ready to celebrate his birth, give us a call. 877-876-5227. We will have an image.
Hi.
Oh, yes, we have a caller. Okay, and your name, please.
Hi, my name is Celine.
Hi, Celine.
Hi, Carolyn. So nice to talk with you.
Oh, it's great talking to you, and I can hear something in your voice. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to take this opportunity to ask. I've had the feeling that I was alive physically when Yeshua was alive.
Hmm.
And I just wondered if that was true. And I've also had a couple of dreams about him.
Ah. dreams are very important, Celine, and the reason that dreams are so important is because we're not thinking of something in the conscious mind. I call dreams the back door.
Mm.
When we won't face something in the front door, so to speak, you know, accepting something that it is true,
right.
The information comes in the back door. And so it is very possible that these dreams that you have had with Yeshua were things that you didn't accept or acknowledge in your conscious state. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And have you felt that way?
Well, I wasn't sure what the dreams really meant.
But I mean, you are sure about these dreams that you're talking about were dreams about Yeshua, correct?
Yes, correct.
Well, let me see what he has to say about that.
Okay.
He is showing me a road that leads to Bethany. Does that location have a meaning for you, Celine?
A road that leads to Bethany?
Bethany, a little place in the area where Yeshua worked.
Yes. There was a painting that I saw that Yeshua was walking with a group of disciples or people around him, and there was a boat, and there were a little, like, rowboat, and there was a woman in the boat, and my spirit kind of jumped out and said, "That's me."
Was it near Bethany?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where it was. But I have a daughter named Beth also.
Oh, that's curious, isn't it?
It is.
Are you able to, do you still have that picture?
I don't have it. I don't know even the name of it.
Oh, what a pity.
I know it.
Well, he is saying that the greatest connection, the most memorable connection, because you've had many connections with him, but the most memorable would be around Bethany. And that is why he is bringing forth that name to you. And he is saying, just picture yourself in Bethany on a little road that leads towards the settlement. Feel the warmth of the sun. And, of course, the road was not finished in any way, so that when one walked along the road, there was dust that came up from the soil. It was very dry. But in the distance, there is water. As you draw closer to Bethany, there is water. You can smell it, the scent of the water, if you take the time. Can you feel that?
Yes.
The water was important. It was one of the ways that people moved around, small boats. It would save a lot of time walking. So you were very familiar with traveling in a small boat near Bethany. How do you feel when I say those words?
My heart is just, it's really resonating in my heart.
Sometimes you stood on the shore and watched the fishermen go out to make their catch for the day. Can you see yourself doing that?
Yes.
He's saying you had a brother that was a fisherman.
Oh.
He knew the water well. They'd come back with the fish. They'd take it to the little house where you would prepare it. He's saying, can you see yourself in the kitchen?
Yes, I think I can.
Preparing the fish for the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And the door opens, and there comes Yeshua through the door.
I have so much emotion coming up.
You were very close friends.
Oh.
He slept at the house many times on the way to and fro. You provided the meals.
Oh.
You gave him rest when he was very tired. You'd sit around after the meals, speaking to one another. And he is saying to you now, feel the love that you had for each other then.
Oh, I just can't tell you how much I'm feeling right now. It's just beautiful.
Yes. He's saying, you were a dear friend. You opened up your home to him when he needed a friend. He would be tired from the long trips that he took. And he knew that he could always come to you, where you would open up your house and feed him, give him water, place to rest. Bethany, he says. Always remember Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he won't forget it, so you remember it too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Does he have any message for me about my life presently and what I'm to do?
He's saying, what is there other than love? It was one of the things that you talked about so much when he would come and visit. Qualities of love. What love would mean to you and to those you shared it with. Your story is one of love, and it is why you are there presently. Bring that love down to earth, to work with it, because of the new golden age that is about to come to earth. It is what you chose to do and agreed to do. And he is saying, invite him into your heart during your moments of meditation, and he will give you the answers. And it's time for us to close the program for today, my darling. So I can't give you more time, but you can call next week.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Goodbye,
dear. Appreciate
it
so much. Okay, bye now.
And so we are closing out the show today. Check out the website, Metatron Minutes, all the others. The one soon to come, I Am Yeshua Returned. Carolyn Evers, until next week. Goodbye.